Now that the regular right and left eye bone scale, what do the non-human avatar makers make of the alt eyes? Are you gonna use them? The reason I brought this up was that Mel at the last meeting brought up an interesting thought or use for the alt eye bones, in that he believes, you know, we could use those alt eye bones to animate hair. And if people are gonna use those bones to animate hair with, you don't want them scaling up bigger and smaller when you make your eyes bigger or smaller. You would want them to scale up bigger or smaller, like, say, when you're making your head bigger or smaller. And you wouldn't want them to move in and out when somebody makes their eyes closer together or farther apart. So that I was thinking, if people weren't actually going to be using the alt eyes for eyes that much, they could be used for other things other than just eyes. If we disconnect them from a lot of the eye sliders, or most of the eye sliders, but just leave them connected to the head size, so that they scale up bigger or smaller, then people could use them for, you know, an extra bone in the face to animate the cheeks or to animate hair or other things around the head. So that's why I was asking. Because to be really usable, we'd have to disconnect them from the sliders as far as the eyes, you know, make them bigger, smaller, wider apart, closer together, those sliders. Disconnecting stuff from the sliders is easy. It's just, you know, you search the lad and you just simply delete those bones from those sliders. So that's easy. Deleting is easy. It's adding bones, adding stuff to the sliders.
The original intent for the alt eyes, and maybe this isn't even something we need, but the idea was to have bones that weren't going to be driven by the default eye animations that, you know, cause your eyes to kind of automatically track, if you wanted to have more control over the eyes than that. You know, is there another way to not have the default eye animations running?
Yeah, you just play your own eye animation and it'll override it.
Okay.
Right. That's something we found out last week that I didn't know, and we found out from both Mel and Madhu confirmed that if you just have an animation playing that's a slightly higher priority, it'll override the eyes tracking.
Another thing to point out, though, is that the perfect case for having two sets of eyes is the things that Aki makes, because she has human eyes, and then she might want eyes on the dragon or Werven. But that's a perfect case, and you wouldn't want the eyes to scale in that case. So,
I mean, at least you would want them to scale the same as the human eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever her human eyes were doing would happen to the alt eyes for the dragon or the horse or the other animal.
And the other point about this, too, is, like, for the case of Aki, she could use any bone she wants to put eyes on there. So the whole point of having these two extra eyes is kind of totally lost. So I would like to see them repurposed.
Yeah. Or just made general purpose.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of going for, is just to make them more general purpose. By disconnecting them from the other eyes, except for I think only the head slider would probably be the only thing I would connect to the alt eyes.
Yeah, to me, I haven't made use of the ox eyes at all so far in my testing, and even the eyes from my wyvern, I just weighted those to, I think it was spine one or something like that, mainly because rigging the alt eyes to match something that they weren't parented to was actually quite complicated for me. So that's the way things are right now. I wouldn't necessarily find the need to scale eyes on an attachment like that where you're wearing your mount. But say, for example, if there were an avatar, let's say if you're a spider and you want a whole bunch of different eyes that do scale together, you know, I can see arguments on both sides, to be honest.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not super wedded to the eyes, but, you know, obviously we are super wedded to getting this wrapped up as quickly as we can. So, you know, if there's going to be any further reconsideration of this, then it's got to be something that people are willing to work on and can reach some sort of a reasonable consensus pretty quickly. But, you know, other than that, I don't want to discourage people from kicking this stuff around.